Today's shir is Masechet Gittin, Daf Ayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin, Amud Aleph, on the top line. The Gemara continues to discuss different ailments and what Chazal said would be the proper refuah remedy for these ailments. It says the Gemara Chazosa. Chazosa is a type of a wart that's moist on the outside and dry on the inside. Says the Gemara Leisa, what somebody should bring, Shev Chita Arzonaisa, seven big kernels of grain, Nikler Amrim Chadata, and they should roast them over a new metal steel shovel, Fenafcha Mishcha Menayu, and oil will come out from that, Feneshif, and they should smear that oil on that wort. Rasimi Barashi, says the Gemara, Rasimi Barashi Ovidlay, he did this, Lahu Avikachavim Dava Acher, he did this for a Nakum for Rafur that he had Tzras, and the Gemara says, Vitzi, and that person had Rafur Shlema. So Tysus asks that, how did Rasimi Barashi do so? The halach is that the Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph, teaches us that one is not allowed to heal an Akum. So how, the Gemara over there says, you're not allowed to even help an Akum have a baby. So the question, of course, is, how could they have done this refuah that would help the Akum? So the Re answers that he did this as an experiment. And to do it as an experiment, that's what you're allowed to do it on an Akum. Another teretz is that the Akum was well aware that Rav Simi Barashi was a doctor. And if he would come to Rav Simi Barashi to care for him, and he would refuse to take care of him, then it would be a question of Eva. And whenever there's a question of Eva, the halach is that it's permissible. Another point that the Rishonim point out is if the Akum is not an Oved Avodah Zarah, the issur to heal the Akum is only if the Akum is an Oved Avodah Zarah. This Akum was not an Oved Avodah Zarah, and that's why it was permissible. The Tzitz Eliezer answers that if by doing what you're doing, you're going to create a Kiddush Shem Shemayim, that everybody will say, look at what this Jewish doctor did. So of course, when there's a situation of Kiddush Shem Shemayim, it is permissible. And one more teretz that I saw to this question, and that is that when the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah suggests that one is not allowed to do this, it's only referring to a situation where the doctor is not getting paid. But in a situation where the doctor is getting paid, so he's doing it for his panosa, when he's doing it for his panosa, it's permissible. Amar Shmuel, Hayman de Machle Belunchi de Parsoi. Somebody who got hit with a spear, Machle Chaya, he won't be able to survive. However, Adahachi Vahachi, even though he won't ultimately be able to survive, but till then, Nisfile Bisra Shmena, a Gumra, they should roast for him meat that was roasted on coals, v'cham rechaya, and undiluted wine. Efshedechaya perter, maybe he'll be able to live for a short while, umafke besei, and be able to tell his family, do a tzava for his family. And in fact, the Cheshuki Chemed has a question that with somebody who's very ill, and doctors could try to prolong his life, but it's a matter of time, and this person is suffering. And the question is, he's suffering, is it maybe just better to let him go? So the Cheshuki Chemed says that every moment of life is extremely valuable. And since every moment of life is extremely valuable, there is a point in trying to prolong life. Moreover, the Gemara in Masechta Yuma that Pei Hei Oman Aleph teaches us, the Mechalon Shabbos Achai Shah, that even if we know there's a patient who unfortunately is very ill and is probably not going to make it, and we could prolong his life, we should prolong his life. Moreover, there's a point of giving a person the chance to do tshuva. And every moment that he's alive, he still has the opportunity to do tshuva. However, on the other hand, if it comes with terrible pain for the chayla, then we maybe have to consider what to do. But he says that the value of every moment of life is most critical, and therefore we should do whatever it takes to prolong one's life. The only point he makes is that if the person is suffering terribly, then maybe we don't have to prolong his life to be suffering in that situation. I saw that the question was asked to Reb Chaim Kamievsky, and where a person is suffering, he says that even in a case where we want to prolong his life in order that he should be able to tell his family what he wants, Reb Chaim Kamievsky says from our Gemara, it seems that we should prolong his life, but it's not necessarily the case. And if the Yisurim are terrible, it may not be necessary to do it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Idi Bar Oven, Haiman de Bola Zibura, somebody who swallowed a wasp, Michya Lechaya, he certainly will not be able to survive. However, Ad Hachi V'Hachi, until he will expire, Nashkir Visa Dechala Shamzug, we should give him a revius of very strong vinegar, Efshtachai Perte, again, the same point, maybe he'll be able to survive for a little while, and by being able to survive for a little while, Mafkid Lebese, he'll be able to tell his family what they need to do, what he wants them to do. Says the Gemara, Amr Shub Ben Levi, Ocho Basar Shor Belefes, if somebody ate axe meat together with this type of vegetable, V'lon B'Levona B'Leil Abba Osor Chamish Osor, and he sleeps outdoors on the 14th or 15th of the Tekufas Tamis. We know the seasons of the years are divided into a number of seasons. Tekufas Tamis is the summer season. Such a person, Achaza Chilu, will suffer from Machilu. Tana, V'mel M'mal Kresim Kol Dover. If somebody eats whatever he wants, and just because he has desire to eat it, he will suffer the disease of Achilu. Omar Rapapa, Afilu Mitamri, even if somebody eats dates, he'll suffer from this disease if he eats too much. Says the Mapshita, why should dates be different than any other food? Answers the Gemara, Sakdat Khamina, we would may think, since we've learned Shatamri, dates are particularly healthy food, Mazban, they satiate, umashachnon, and they cause the person to feel warm, umashalshlam, and they make a person be able to go to the bathroom, umashron, and they give energy, loimafankam, and they don't make a person that gets accustomed to always eating dates, that he only can eat dates. It's a food that you can learn to control yourself, amaloi. So we would think that this is the type of food that we should not prevent somebody from eating, says the Gemara, Kamash Malon, that even dates should not be eaten, even dates which have all these healthy properties should not be avoided. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky asks that the Gemara Masechta Ksubis says that tomorrow, and the Gemara Masechta Tainis, Daf Tesa and Beis teaches us that tomorrow, loy mali, that dates are not that good. And there was somebody who ate dates and had a terrible stomach pains the whole night. So Chaim Kanievsky answers that it's very consistent with what we learned in our Gemara. He says that if somebody eats a fair portion of dates. Dates are very healthy. But like in our Gemara, if somebody eats too many dates, then it's not healthy. Says Gemara, Maya Chilu. We've been speaking about this disease called Achilu. Ask the Gemara exactly what is disease. Is this disease? Amar Rav Ashi Esha Tzomesh. Your bones aren't fire. I would imagine an affection of the bones. Amay Eshla Tzomis, Amay Abaya Eshkarmi. Maya Susay. So ask the Gemara, if somebody is suffering from this disease called Achilu, what should he do? Amar Abaya Amarli Aim. My mother, as we learned, it wasn't really his mother, it was his nurse who raised him. It says, Kulishek Yoni, that anybody that drinks something for refuah, tlosa. Usually you should drink, then take that drink for 3 days. However, there are some that should be taken for shiva, should be taken for 7 days, and there are some that should be taken for trace for 12 days. For high, but when we speak about this disease, adamitzi, you should keep on drinking them until you're healthy, until you see you're okay. Shikule shikane, all drinks that one is taking for a four, libra kana, should be taken on an empty stomach. For high, but this person who's suffering from achilu, basa the ocha v'shasi, after he eats and drinks, v'ayla b'sekise, and he goes to the bathroom, v'nofik, and he finishes, v'mashik yodei. Maisle buna d'shisa t'talfichei, they should bring him a fistful of food that's made out of a bean flour and salt, obuna de chamakaticha, and a fistful of old wine, the naglini bahadodi, mix it together, the nechal and eat this mixture. And afterwards, nichr besadinai, he should wrap himself up in blankets, the nignay, he should go to sleep, the lekka de nikme, and nobody should wake him up, ad de koi menafshe, until he wakes up himself. When he does get up, he should throw off his blanket, because if he doesn't immediately throw off the blanket, it'll come right back. Says the Gemara, Eliyahu said to Rav Nosson, eat a third of what fills up your stomach. Say shlish, drink a third of what fills up your stomach. V'hanach shlish, and leave over a third that you leave open your stomach, because l'cheshetechos, if somebody gets angry, so it causes him to feel full. So if he's eaten too much, then it will be problematic. But if he ate only this much, then the aloch is that he'll be fine even if he gets angry. The Gemara Masechta Nida says that somebody should eat more than he drinks. Here it says, ask Tosfos, that you should eat and drink the same amount. So Tosfos answers that, well, we have to explain that it has to eat more than you, that you should eat more than you drink. You have to eat and drink in the proper proportion. Others say it depends what age you are. An older person should drink more, a younger person should eat more. The pasuk says, "V'chaltem lachmachem l'soiva," that so the Degel Machna Ephraim asks that the Torah, when it tells us about the schar that we will have, the pasuk says, tells us, "V'chaltem lachmachem l'soiva," that our reward will be that we'll be able to eat a lot. So he asks, is that what the Torah should be emphasizing? Shouldn't the Torah be emphasizing that a person should get what his reward will be in Olam Haba? So he says that the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yoichlu Anovim B'Yizbol. So he says that Al Gemara just said that you should only eat a third and drink a third and leave a third empty. Why? Because you're going to, if you get angry, you shouldn't have a full stomach. But says the pasuk, he explains, "V'achaltem lachmachem l'soiva." If somebody is an anav, so he doesn't, he's a modest person, he doesn't get angry. So he could eat l'soiva. So the pasuk isn't just telling us that you're going to get a lot to eat. The pasuk is telling us a person who acts in a modest, humble fashion, doesn't get angry, then he will be able to eat a full amount because he has nothing to worry about when he's going to get angry, because he doesn't get angry. And that's pshat also, tzaddik oichel l'soiva nafsho, a tzaddik could eat to be completely satiated. If that's the case, he says, so this is a reward, that what the Gemara here is referring to is not just the reward of Olam Hazah. The Gemara is referring to a reward that's Olam Haba, because it's teaching us how to behave. And I saw that that's why we eat, the halacha we know is, on Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to eat. It's the only time during the year there's a mitzvah to eat. Why is there a mitzvah to eat on Yom Kippur? Because we know, of course, on Erev Yom Kippur, because on Erev Yom Kippur, of course, we know people don't get angry at each other. On the contrary, on Erev Yom Kippur is the time where people live in harmony with each other. If you live in harmony with each other, then you don't have to worry about eating too much. So that's why in Erev Yom Kippur, since we live the life of being able to get along with each other, we could also eat as much as we want, even though it represents filling up our entire stomach. Says the Maratan Rav Chiya, Haroitze Shlo Yovel Ledei Chayil Me'ayim. If somebody wants to avoid stomach problems, he should dip all his food in vinegar or wine, b'kayitz or b'chayiv, in the summer and the winter. And next thing, the Gemara teaches us, sudas chashan noschum imenu, a meal that you particularly enjoy, b'shoich yotchim imenu. Don't eat everything that's on the plate. V'atasha atzmecha b'shoshat t'tzorach l'nekavecha. And furthermore, if somebody has to go to the bathroom, he should go to the bathroom right away. So the Ramban explains, why should a person withhold eating everything that he can eat? One is because of a gashmias. Because if you overeat, it could cause problems. So Gemara is saying, don't overeat and you'll be healthier. And then there's a ruchnias point. This is a way of overcoming our yetzer hara. We're overcoming our yetzer hara by the yetzer hara wants us to be involved in gashmias and eat and eat and eat. And what this person does is he says, I'm not going to eat everything that's available. So the Ravid says that what the Gemara does not mean is one should not eat. We learned many times when we learned Masechta Nazir that the Torah calls a Nazir a Chayta. The Torah calls a Nazir a person who does an Aveira. Because the Torah said that you may eat this food, why are you not eating it? What the Gemara means to say is that you should avoid eating, you should not eat everything on your plate. And in fact, that the Reish, Sefer Reishis Chachma discusses and quotes the Avodram that this is the optimum way of avoidus Hashem in our eating. The question is, what about on Shabbos? So Avodram says that one of the reasons that on Shabbos we eat Shal Shudus, and usually on Shabbos Shudus we don't eat a large meal, because exactly for this reason, that even on Shabbos Kodesh, where there's a mitzvah to eat, one should show that I'm not only eating just because I want to eat. Moreover, the Poskim suggest that on Shabbos you're allowed to eat more than you eat during the week, because Shina b'Shabbos Tainus, that sleeping is a mitzvah, Shina b'Shabbos Tainug, one should sleep on Shabbos, and when you eat more, you could sleep more. Furthermore, of course, you fulfill the mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos. Still, the Reishis Chachma says, with everything that we just said, there is still a strong reason, he suggests, that even on Shabbos, one should do what the Gemara here suggests, that one should eat only as much as he needs to, and not any more. The only time that I saw, as I mentioned a moment ago, that a person should not withhold from his eating is on Yom Kippur, because as we're learning on Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to eat. The Gemara also said that if you have to go to the bathroom, yeah, you should go right away. So the Rambam says that if somebody has to go to the bathroom, the halacha that he should go is he has to go immediately. Many Mefarshim explain that that's only a midas chassidus. The Rambam is saying that that's the proper way. But as far as what the halacha is, how long may a person hold back from going to the bathroom? So the Ramah says that if you could hold himself back the amount of time it takes to walk a parsa, then you're not over about to shaksu. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says that even though the shear is parsa, but it's not clear is it a sakana or not. And this shear of a parsa is regarding when one has to use the bathroom. But if somebody has to urinate, so the Rishonim point out that besides the lav about the shaksu that's involved, if someone needing to urinate doesn't go to the bathroom, moreover, there's also a lav of v'lo yi'akar, that you're not allowed to cause that you should become sterile. And as I saw the Sefer Chiriedim points out, that since every one of us has a mitzvah puravu, we all have a mitzvah to have children, doing anything that could cause that we should not be able to have children is a violation and is of the mitzvah puravu. Others suggest that the din that we just learned in the Gemara about the shaksu only applies when one has to use the bathroom for gedolim. About the shaksu does not apply regarding the halacha of urinating. Says the Gemara, Omar Mukva, Haiman the Shos Italia Chevra, if somebody drank white wine of inferior quality, Achsa Vitak, he will become weak. Omar Chizda, Shita Minachavra Havra, there's 60 types of wine. Malia the Kuna Sumcha Rischana, the red wine with a good aroma is the best. Gria the Kula, and the worst is Telia Chevra, white wine, but not only white wine, but white wine that has a bad odor is the worst of all wine. Vitak, Rashi explained, means that it's a disease that makes you weak. Others explain that it's a lung disease. Omar Rav Yehuda, Haiman the Yosef Betzapani Nisa Gabinurim. Somebody sits in the morning in the month of Nisan next to fire, v'shay mishcha, and he smears himself with oil, v'nosuk v'yosu b'shimsha, and then he goes out and sit in the sun, achsuk v'tuk, he'll suffer from vintan. Tarabonim, hikas dam, often the Gemara speaks about hakozes hadam, bloodletting, and then after somebody did bloodletting, then shimish b'tosa, he right away had relations with his wife, Havlai Bonim Vesikin. He will have children who are weak. Hikizu Shneim Vishimshu. If both the husband and the wife did Hakazas Adam and then they had Tasha Shemitah, Havlai Bonim Bali Rotson. They'll have children that will be very ill, as if there's a sheretz, as if there's some sort of an ant that is flying in their head. They'll have brain issues. Amar Papa. However, says Rapapa, these halachas only apply ad loy tamidi. He doesn't eat something after the hakazas adam before he had tashmish. Aval tamidi, if he eats something before he has the tashmish amita after the hakazas adam less lamba. Am Rabbi Rav Huna, b'amin aderech, if somebody comes home from the road, v'shimish mitasa, and immediately has relations, that says the Gemara, Havanle Bonav Asikin, he'll have children that are weak. Tanabonim, Hamama Besikise, if somebody leaves the bathroom, Al Yisham Shmitasoi, he shouldn't use the bathroom, Achi Yish Chatzimil, until he waits the time of a Chatzimil. The Trumas Edeshin says that the time of a mil is an hour and 20, and is a little more than an hour and the 20th of an hour. It's about an hour and 15 minutes. And Therefore, a chatzi pars, and a pars is 4 mil. So therefore, it comes out that it's about a fifth of an hour. The Mishnah Berura says that it's between 18 and 24 minutes, the amount of time one should wait from after using the bathroom to having relations. Tana Merbonan, Hamashamish Mitasa Umid, if somebody has relations while he's standing, a chasoy avis, he'll suffer from a disease that causes him to constantly shake. Yushif, if he does it when he's sitting, a chasoy delaria, he'll have his stomach will swell. Mamala v'hu mamata, if the wife is on top and he's on bottom, a chasoy delaria. My delaria, Amrim Shuban Levi, Sam delaria hu dardora. The refuah for delaria is to take dardora. Ask the Gemara my dardora, exactly what is a dardora. Amrabaya, Mariki de Chochem. It's a type of spice that grows by the thorns. Rapapa olam ubalalei, he chewed and swallowed it. Rapapa olus would chew it, but afterwards shadilei expel it. Amrabaya, Misha and Abaki Bederach Eretz, somebody who doesn't have the ability to have relations, Leisa Tlas Kfizi, he should bring three vessels that each have the amount that could hold three lugim, that will be full of Kortum Dechuchi, Karkum that grows by earth that was fertilized with the waste of sheep, V'nedektune, he should crush them, V'neshekine b'chamra, and cook it in wine, V'nishte, and drink it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and says Rabbi Yochanan, Hein hein hechzeruni l'neuroisai. I was suffering from impotence, and this brought me back. Shlosh dvar machishim koicha shel adam, says the Gemara, there are three things that cause a person to get weak. Ve'la hein, pachad, if somebody is always worried about the future. Derech, somebody who travels, Vavan, and he does Averus, and he's worried about the Averus he does. Pachad, how do we know that fear causes this? Diksiv, Libi Sachacharcha, Azavani Koicha. Sachacharcha means that I'm surrounded with fear. Derech, Diksiv, Ina Bederech Koichi, Kitzar Yomai. Oven Diksiv, Koshel Bavani Koichai, I did Averis, the Tzamei Asheshu, and that's what caused my bones to become weak. And I, in fact, saw that the Sefer Cheshuki Chemed says if somebody is weak, and we say that these things make a person weak, so he says that a person should avoid, if a person Nabuch is sick, he should avoid all these three things. He should try to overcome them because then he'll have a better chance of getting healthy. Shlosh dvar matizim gufish l'adam. They take away the strength of a person. Elohein achem umet, if you eat when you stand. V'shasim umet, if you drink when you stand. V'shimish matasim umet, we have relations when you're standing. Chamisha, there are five things. Krayvim l'misa yosim achayim. They could cause terrible repercussions, a person could die. Ve'elehein achav amad, if he eats and he immediately jumps up without waiting. Shasav amad, or he drinks and he immediately jumps up. Hikas damv amad, or he has bloodletting and immediately jumps up. Yoshav amad, or he sleeps and he gets up quickly. Oshimish mitasav amad, or he has relations and immediately jumps up. So I saw that what is the amount of time, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, what is the amount of time, here it says one shouldn't sleep and jump up right away. What is the shear that you should wait? So he says the amount of time to say, Moida Ani Lefanecha. Moreover, says the Maril, the Gemara says that you shouldn't eat and get up right away, or you shouldn't drink and get up right away. So the Maril discusses, what is the shear, how much time do you have to wait between eating and getting up or drinking and getting up? So he says a very interesting halacha. He says the halacha is that the shear is the amount of time, He says the amount of time that somebody needs to make a bracha achrona. Whatever food you're eating, so different foods we know have different bracha achrona. And every food based on the bracha achrona for that food, that's the amount of time you should wait before you get up from having eaten that food. Says the Gemara, Shisha ha'isayisam, the six things that somebody does all of them, miyad meis, he'll pass away. Well, ahein, habava derech for the siyaga. But again, the pshat in this Gemara is that he did all of them. Somebody came home and he is tired and hikazdam, and while he's tired, he right away goes to have bloodlet. Nichlas abeis amerchetz, and he goes to the beis amerchetz. V'shosa, and he drinks wine v'nishtaker, and he gets intoxicated. V'yoshen agar b'karka, and he sleeps on the floor. V'shimish mitasoi, and he has relations. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but says Rabbi Yochanan, v'hu sh'asen kasidran. It's this halacha only applies if he did it in the order that the Gemara mentioned. Amar Abaya, kasidran meis. If you did it in the order that the Gemara here mentions, it could cause that the person should pass away. Shloike Sidrin, if you didn't follow the order that the Gemara is suggesting, Cholish, you'll get weak. Eini, says the Gemara, V'ha Mu'uras. There was a woman whose name was Mu'uras, Avdala Avda Tlas Minayu. She did with a servant three of these things, Umis. So why is the Gemara saying that you have to do all six of them? Here we said that they did even just three, and he passed away. Answers the Gemara, Hahu Kachashava. He was a person who was weak. So a person who's weak, of course, in his weakened state, has to be more concerned. Shmaina Ruben Kasha, there's six things that if you do it often, they're unhealthy. Miyutin Yafa. But if you do them sometimes, it's good. Elan Derech, walking. Derech Eretz, having relations. Osher, too much money. Melacha, too much work. Yayin, drinking too much. Vashina, sleeping too much. Chamin, to wash yourself in hot water. That causes dam and bloodletting. Shmaina mematim sazera. There were eight things that are cause that a person should become impotent. Ve'lehein, hamelech, salt. Varov, hunger. Va'nasak is tsaras. B'chiyah, crying. Shinal gabakarka, sleeping on the floor. Gudgonius, eating gudgonius. Cautious, that's a type of eating haps, shloibes mana, at the time when you're not supposed to eat them, which the Gemara will identify. Hakazas adam milmata, if somebody has hakazas adam, again the Gemara will explain where, keflayim is double worse than anything else. Says the Gemara, Tana, explains the Gemara, Isaac, shem shkosh lamata, keflayim, if you do bloodletting on the bottom, where it's not the proper place to do bloodletting, it's particularly harmful to the body. If you do bloodletting in the right place, it makes you doubly as healthy. Amra Papa, so Rapapa explains, Lamata means Lamata Menabeim, it means below the bladder, below the testicles, on your feet, on your hips. Lamala means Lamala Menabeim, it means on the upper half of your body. The kosher shloibes mana, we learned eating haps not at the proper time causes impotence. Says the Gemara, shame shekosher shloibes mana, just like eating haps at the wrong time is unhealthy. Kach yof bezmana, eating them at the proper season is particularly healthy. Amra Papa, so Papa comments, zmana, when is the proper time to eat the haps? Tamuz, in Tamuz, the shloibes mana. Tavis is in the winter. Rila b'yom nisav yom tishrei, in the spring and in the fall, loy malav loy kasha, they don't really have any particularly strong good effect or particularly strong bad effect. Says the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah. Amar kisugut lishti, if somebody gave instructions to write a get for his wife, v'chazak kordaikis, and then he got sick with the Kordaikis disease, that we learned Kordaikis is a disease that comes from somebody drinks fresh wine. The Chazavama, and it causes him not to have clarity of the mind. And the Chazavama, and then he says, Al Tichtavu, he changes his mind. Ain't Dvar V'Achronim Klum, what he said his second statement is ignored. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Kaiser v'noisen get la'altar. If somebody had kudaikis, and after he had the kudaikis, before he got the kudaikis, he gave instructions to write the get for his wife, we don't have to wait until he's healed, but given that he gave the instructions while he was well, that's good enough. Kaiser v'noisen get la'altar, we could give the get even while he's suffering. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, we have to wait till he gets better. We can't wait. We can't give it while he's actually under the kredikus situation. Ask the Gemara, my time to Rish Lakish. What is Rish Lakish? Oh, we don't have to wait. It says Gemara, because we learned in the Mishnah, we just quoted the Mishnah that says that the person who says it while he's sick is meaningless. So we see that says Rish Lakish that what he said before is what we follow, even though now he's not well. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, like Rabbi Yochanan explains the Mishnah, ain't dvar v'achroinim klum. What he said while he's sick, is ignored. And what that means is, the l'chimatzel, when he'll get better in Mitzvah Hashem, le'tzorach l'mahedem l'uchibay, we don't need to consult with him, are you still interested in divorcing your wife? However, even though we could rely on his original instruction, however, la'olam and kaisen, we can't write the get elachis yispata until he gets well. Says the Maimaik Mifki, what is the basis of the machloikus or Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Says the Maimaik Medamele Liyoshan. Rabbi Lakish says that if somebody sleeping, somebody gives instructions that a get should be written, and then he goes to sleep, does that prevent the get from being written? Of course the get could be written while he's sleeping. Says Rish Lakish, the person who gave the proper instructions and then afterwards got sick, he's like a sleeping individual. Rav Yochanan medamele l'shoita. Rav Yochanan says that he's compared to a shoita, just like a shoita. You can't write a get on behalf of a person who's Nebuchadnezzar. So too, the halacha is you can't write a get for such an individual. There's a machloikus rishonim when Rabbi Yochanan says that we should wait to write the get until the person gets well. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean? Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan mean that the get is posel midraisa or midrabbanan? The Rambam's opinion is that it's the Raisa, and the Torah's opinion is that it's the Rabbanan. And the Tzais explains this Machloikus Rishonim. The question is, how does the Halacha look at a Shliach? Is the Shliach considered an extension of the Meshaleach? Or is the Shliach considered somebody that the Torah gives a Shliach, once the Meshaleach appoints the Shliach, the Torah gives the Shliach independent authority? So explains the choice. According to the Torah, the Halacha looks at the Shliach as an extension of the Meshaleach. The Halacha looks at him as the Meshaleach himself. If the Torah looks at him as the Meshaleach himself, it's very understandable why the Shliach, if the Meshaleach is sick, cannot write the get. Because the whole purpose of writing the get is your extension of the Meshaleach. And if the Meshaleach can't write the get under these circumstances, neither can you. That's the opinion of the Torah. The Rambam, on the other hand, explains the Tzois, is of the opinion that a shliach, once he's properly appointed by the Meshaleach, is considered completely as if he is independent. He has his own independent authority. So as long as the minui shlichus, as long as the appointment of the shlichus was done properly, as is the case in the Gemara that we're learning here, he was appointed properly to do the shlichus, so he's a shliach, even though the Meshaleach got sick. Of course, everybody agrees that whether it's a Issa D'Raisa or Issa D'Rabbanan, the halacha is that Even Rabbi Yochanan will agree that he doesn't have to go back to consult. He doesn't have to go back to consult the Meshaleach. Because, explains Rav Shmuel Rizovsky Zatzal, whatever pshat of the tzois in the Rambam and the Torah we learn, how we look at a shliach certainly has this authority. And since the shliach certainly has this authority, says the Rav Shmuel Rizovsky, when the Meshaleach, Baruch Hashem, gets better, the shliach doesn't have to go back to the Meshaleach and ask him. Ask the Gemara. So Rabbi Yochanan said that if the Meshaleach gets ill, the shliach is compared, that we look at it, so Rabbi Shlaka said that we look at it as if the Meshaleach went to sleep. And if the Meshaleach went to sleep, of course the halach is, his shliach could still write the get. Rabbi Yochanan didn't agree with that. So ask the Gemara, why not? Rabbi Yochanan nami lid the mayu liyoshin. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan explain that this case should be comparable to somebody who's sleeping? Answers the Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan, yoshin l'chus ha'maisa. A person who goes to sleep will wake up by himself, and therefore the fact that he's sleeping is not that serious. Hi, whereas the person who is sick, he doesn't just get well by himself. As we've learned in the previous shiurim, somebody who has chordaitis has to go through a healing process. He has to have medicine administered, and therefore we can't compare the two situations. Ask the Gemara, vice versa. Reish Lakish. Why does Reish Lakish compare the person who has chordaitis to somebody who's sleeping? Ask the Gemara, Reish Lakish nami l'dmayu l'shaita. Why doesn't he compare to a shaita? Says the Gemara, shaita l'sami b'yodin. Somebody who unfortunately becomes a shaita, we don't have the ability to heal him. It's only mina shemayim. Hi, whereas somebody who has chordaitis, sami b'yodin, we have the medicine with which we could heal him. Bisra sumka gumri, as we learned, taking lean meat and roasting it on coals, v'chamra marka, and drinking diluted wine. So since it's totally in our control, that's why the halacha is that Reb Shlokish says he should be compared to a person who's sleeping. Ask the Gemara, umi amar b'yachin hachi. Is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that a get cannot be written by the shliach if the Meshaleach is not 100% fine? Ask the Gemara of Amar Rabbi Yudah Mishmul Shachidba. Somebody was being taken out to be executed, and they already cut Shnayim, the two Simonim, the trachea and the esophagus, Arav Shnayim, V'Ramaz. And while this person is in this very bad place, and he says, for Omar, kisu get l'ishti, that he gives instructions that a get should be written. The halach is, harayelo yichtu v'yitnu. Those instructions should be followed. Furthermore, Tanya, there's another braisa, ra meguyed, a person that is cut up into pieces, but he's still alive. Oitzolav al tzliva, or is hanging on the gallow. V'ramaz v'amar kisu get l'ishti, and he says, give a get. So we see that clearly these people who are in a very, very bad place, their instruction to give a get is followed. So why, by the person who has chordaitis, does Rabbi Yochanan hold an hour's shear that you have to wait until he gets better? Answer the Gemara Hachi Hashtam. You can't compare the two cases. Hasam, these people who are being executed, data tzelusahi, they still have clarity of mind. They're physically weak, and maybe they can't even speak, but they have the clarity of the mind, and therefore the instructions have to be followed. Hocha, whereas somebody who has chordaitis, data shabishtahi, he doesn't have any more clarity of mind, and therefore he's in a very different category. Ask the Gemara Mia Mishmul Hochi, that if somebody is on the way to be executed, he's being executed, he could still give such instructions. Ask the Gemara, from Rav Yudah Mishmul, Shok b'shnayim arayv shnayim, if the trachea and the esophagus were cut, or most of them were cut, or borach, and then he runs away, midim alav, if somebody was in this situation, we could say edus, that he certainly died, and his wife will not be an aguna. If we're saying that the halacha considers him still alive, and therefore he could still give instructions to give a get, so my meaning of love, how can we testify that he's still alive? Amri answers the Gemara, Chayhu, there's no argument that he's alive. He is indeed alive, but a person who's in this situation, Saifalamus, is certainly going to die. And since he's certainly going to die, that's why the halacha says there's no way he's going to be able to survive. Since there is no way that he's going to possibly survive, we could say testimony for his wife that he died. But that has no connection to what we're discussing. That has no connection to what we're discussing regarding his ability to give instructions. Elmata, says the Gemara, if that's the case, that somebody whose simonim were cut is certainly going to die. And that's why we could say testimony. And based on that testimony, his wife could get remarried. So somebody killed somebody by doing this. He should have to go in Golis. We know that if somebody kills somebody, he goes to Golis. But ask the Gemara, Lamatanya, what does the Brisa teach us? Shaka by Shnayim Arayv Shnayim, if that's what you did to somebody else, Hareza Eina Goyla, if he's certainly going to die, why shouldn't the person who perpetrated this not go to Golis? Answers the Gemara, Itma Allah, Amar Abayshia, somebody who did this to someone else, we can't be certain that he was completely the cause for his death. We need to be concerned, Shema Haruach Bilbata. Maybe the air also had effect on him dying, but as the Rishonim point out, he going to die anyway, but he wouldn't have died as quickly as he died. And since if he wouldn't have died that quickly, that's already enough to not to be considered a murderer to have to go into Golis. Inami, who carves Mesasai? The fact that he moved around, that caused him to die. So again, as we just explained, he wasn't the sole reason why this victim died. So we had two reasons. One was because the Ruach, we're concerned about the Ruach, and the other concern is that his jumping around. My benai, what's the reason? What's the nafkamina between these two pshatim? Says the Gemara, ikamenai the shacht bebayis the shaisha. If he was killed in a house of marble, a perchus, but he did jump around. So there is no concern about the ruach, but there is a concern about the perchus, or vice versa. The shacht bebra, his neck was cut outdoors, so there is ruach. But he didn't jump around. So if the concern is pirchus, so there was no pirchus here. If the concern is ruach, there was ruach over here.